Morning, everyone. Great worship today morning, and let's turn in our Bibles to Acts chapter 4, verse 13. Acts chapter 4, verse 13. I will read it. Now, when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were uneducated and untrained men, they marveled and they realized that they had been with Jesus. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your visitation, Lord. Christ alone, the cornerstone, the weak made strong. Lord, we just ask you that you would speak to us, Lord, minister to us. In Jesus' name, amen. Today is not Teacher's Day, but I was thinking about this verse, Acts 4:13, and we see the picture where the qualification for discipleship was people who were really not educated, they were really not trained, but this great teacher, the Lord Jesus Christ, he chose these men, and what a miracle it was that he changed their lives. And the scripture testifies that these disciples, they turned the world upside down, right? So I was thinking a lot about teachers, and nothing better than knowing that the Lord Jesus Christ was the greatest teacher on this earth, right? So we see in the schools here, in our school, in Bible school, we have been taught a lot, right? So we are thankful for our teachers for teaching us. So the word teacher, even the Pharisees and the scribes, they were the teachers actually. But when it came to seeing Jesus, they called him teacher. And Nicodemus, who was a teacher of the law, John chapter 3, he himself, when he sees Jesus Christ, he calls him, or he gives him a title, good teacher. And the disciples also were in that place where they used to address Jesus Christ as their teacher. And in Matthew 23, verse 8 and 10, Jesus Christ also tells them that there is going to be only one teacher, and that's me. The context being like, don't call yourself teachers, because the Pharisees were misquoting or misinterpreting the word. So Jesus is telling them that I am the teacher and you are my brethren. And he tells that twice in verse 8 and verse 10. And Jesus also calls himself a teacher there, right? So in John chapter 8, very interestingly, we see that the word taught is used there in the beginning of the chapter. It says that Jesus woke up early in the morning, and there were people who were gathered in the temple, and Jesus taught them. Right? If there was any other way by which God could have communicated his oracles, it would have been shown to us in the scriptures. But the scriptures are very clear that the mode or the means of communication had to be the preaching and teaching of the word of God. And this was the example which Jesus has given to us. And I'm thankful that in our ministry we do it time and again, that we preach, we teach the whole counsel of God. Right, so going back to the second part of the verse, where in Acts 4:13 it says that they were with Jesus, and when they were preaching and teaching, it says that there was great boldness in which they preached. Correct? So knowing the background of the disciples, that they were uneducated and untrained, how was that they really had this boldness to preach the word of God? And the environment was hostile in Acts chapter 4. They were really being cornered as to why are you doing these things. Even the religious group was questioning the disciples as to why you are doing. So I was thinking of four points as to how the disciples really got this boldness to preach the word. And the first point was because of the resurrected Jesus Christ, which they have seen. Acts chapter 4. So the cross happened before that, and the Acts 2, the Holy Spirit is there. And after that, the whole situation changes, and they realize that they have seen this resurrected Jesus Christ, and the boldness came from there. And the second point is the presence of the Holy Spirit. Because Jesus Christ was telling his disciples that what will happen to him, that the cross was a definite fact. It was not that he was just telling them and it will not happen. His death was a certain fact. And the desertion also was there. The disciples were overwhelmed with what really happened. But Acts chapter 2, the Holy Spirit comes. And in John 14:26, Jesus is saying that the Holy Spirit will teach you and bring to your remembrance all things. And when this happened, the disciples knew that what Jesus Christ was telling them and the Holy Spirit also bringing into their remembrance all that Jesus taught them personally, and they were in a place to boldly preach and teach the word of God. The third point for their boldness was that they knew that the Lord will not quit on them. Peter was in a very interesting stage where he really quit on God and he went back to his profession, right? So he went back fishing. He denied the Lord. And he was the one who was given the revelation about Jesus Christ. And here he goes back. But such a great miracle of grace where Jesus Christ personally comes to restore him. So Peter really understood that though he could quit on his God, but this, his teacher, his God, will not actually quit on him. Right? So there's a verse in Isaiah 30, verse 20 and 21. And the verse, you can read it, it's a great verse. It says that though the Lord may give you the bread of adversity, your teachers may be moved to a corner, but yet you will hear a voice saying from behind, this is the way, walk ye in it. Right? So I think that maybe the disciples heard, maybe they read Isaiah, I don't know. But when this thing happened, they really thought, yes, my teacher, my Lord is not going to quit on me, and he will come after me. And, you know, so so they personally knew this, and that the boldness was because of that, because their Lord is not going to quit on them. And the fourth point for their boldness was the great commission which Jesus Christ gave them. Let's go to Matthew 28 and 19 and 20, the Great Commission. So these disciples were not sent by men, but they were personally commissioned by the Lord Jesus Christ. And in 19 it says, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Verse 20, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. So the fourth point for their boldness was that the Christ's personal presence with them for the work for which he has called. In closing, I want to close with three points. Now the first point being, there will be a tremendous attack on the teachers of the scripture. Right? In Acts chapter 4 verse 18, we see when the disciples were preaching the word, so they were cornered by the religious people. And verse 18 it says that, so they called them and commanded them not to speak at all, nor teach in the name of Jesus. You know, so the ministry of teaching and preaching will definitely be contested by the adversary, and the teachers of the scripture will also come under tremendous attack. So the following verses says that there was great boldness in Peter and John, and they answered whether it is right in the sight of God to listen to you more than to God, you judge. For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen, which we have heard. Because they were under the teaching ministry of Jesus Christ. So the disciples say that we cannot help, but we have to speak and we have to preach and we have to teach what we have actually heard. And the second point is in 1 Timothy chapter 5 verse 17. Let's read that verse. It says, let the elders who rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially those who labor in the word and in doctrine. Right? So this is a command from God that we hold those who impart the scriptures to us, not in single honor, but to give great double honor to them. Right? In closing, the theme for the conference is wisdom for perilous times. And I believe that this wisdom cannot come from any other source. It has to come from God, and the channel has to be the teachers of the scripture. Let's close. Father, we thank you for this morning. Thank you for your visitation, Lord. We cannot help but preach and teach what we have heard and what we have seen. We just thank you. We praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.